This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Continuing the discussion on the Neighborhood Enhancement Program and how local community organizations are working with city departments and various funding sources, and joining me now are, again, Cincinnati City Senior Community Development Analyst Ethel Kogan. We also have Huntington Bank Vice President for Community Development Elizabeth Sherwood and Wegman Company Vice President Melissa Wegman. She's also President of the East Price Hill Business Alliance and a board member of Price Hill Will. So good afternoon to both of you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Ethel, starting this program, what did you find to be the biggest challenge when you're trying to improve a neighborhood? Is there one thing that stands out as maybe the biggest problem?
I think that it really is convincing people that this is going to work, that this is not just, oh, here comes another city program, but that give it a try, this is really going to work, and building that trust, doing a lot of listening, and building a trust and showing results. And once word got out that, hey, you know, this thing really works, we have people calling us, when can they be next? And it's not an application process, and we explain how the neighborhoods are selected, as Linda talked in the first half. But once we've proven ourselves and the word gets out that this does work, if you want it to work, then the success grows geometrically.
And for people who might just be joining us in this segment, explain how the neighborhoods are picked, how they're targeted.
Well, it's a multi-pronged process. It is a data-driven, statistically-driven process where we look at statistical data for crime and for blight, and those maps are overlaid, and they follow each other. So as Linda said in the first part, we never do an entire neighborhood. We don't have the resources for that. We focus on hot spots within a community, and once we determine where those areas are, we also look to see what kind of private economic development is also going on so that we have corporate partners and stakeholders at the table. And we look at how the neighborhood is organized. Are there people coming to community council meetings? Are people getting along well with each other? Are they having feuds and fights? Or are they working well as a team? And I'm sure we'll hear later on from Elizabeth Sherwood when she was with College Hill. They're one of our very successful models of how community organization really led to a successful neighborhood enhancement program.
Elizabeth, talk about that. How did you become involved in the neighborhood enhancement program?
Well, I was president of the community council, the College Hill Forum. And once our neighborhood was selected, you do have some time to plan. And I think the key to the whole thing is planning, preparation, participation, partnership, and promotion. And once we let all the residents know that, hey, we've been selected for this, we are going to be the Cinderella neighborhood for 90 days, people really got behind it, and they really wanted to get engaged and make sure that we made the best use of our 90 days.
And what kind of impact was there on College Hill? Was it pretty significant?
It was really a turnaround moment for us, because you have all the city services focused on your neighborhood for this finite time. We were able to redo a parking lot. We had all the windows washed. We had increased police patrol, and I could go on and on. But a lot of cosmetic improvements, plus just the sense of community pride, it really brought our community together. Give Back Cincinnati came and did, I think, painted 26 houses. I mean, it was really a phenomenal thing. But the thing you take away from the program is the partnerships that go on, that everybody in the neighborhood knew we could count on the city, we can partner with them, and you have these ongoing relationships with the heads of city departments, and that's just invaluable.
And as I understand what happened in College Hill, your experience there carried over into your work with Huntington, didn't it?
It did. I later started working with Huntington, and this was one of the programs that I immediately recommended that we start to sponsor. So Huntington Bank was really, they jumped right on it and said, we want to be a sponsor for this. And we contribute each year to both of the selected neighborhoods. And then we let the NEP team, the planning committee, decide how they'd like to spend that money to best revitalize their neighborhood.
Melissa, what's been your experience with the Neighborhood Enhancement Program?
First of all, it's been an amazing experience. I think Elizabeth said it great with the five Ps. The partnerships are completely invaluable. And it's been a great response. You had a caller earlier, Mike, who was talking about how the community comes together. And truly, that has been the critical standpoint, where there are so many more people who might not be your typical volunteers on a regular basis that are coming in and that are participating with us in these programs. And it really, truly has been an amazing collaboration. Ethel has been great as the steerhead of all of this. It's been inspirational for our community. It's been a very positive experience so far, 30 days into it.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can email talk@WVXU or find us on Facebook or Twitter as well. And let's talk with Mickey in East Walnut Hills. Good afternoon, Mickey.
Hello. How are you all?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for your good intentions and work. I just had a comment of a resource that has been very valuable for me. I'm in East Walnut Hills. There is a website called Next Door. Are any of you familiar with that?
Absolutely.
They're shaking their heads. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Next Door is a great tool.
Oh, it contains, if you sign up for Next Door in your neighborhood, it contains all of the neighborhoods in the Cincinnati area, and you can go on there and put in recommendations for people who want work. Say, I need somebody to do this. Anybody got any ideas? There's a lost and found. There's a free section, free items. It's a wonderful resource for connecting my neighborhood and the rest of the people. So that's my comment.
Thank you, Mickey. We appreciate it very much. That kind of thing, how big a role does social media, the internet, how big a role does that play in neighborhood enhancement?
I think it depends on the neighborhood. Different neighborhoods have different ways of communicating with the people that live there. Some it's by email, some it's by a newsletter, some come to the community council. I think that Elizabeth and College Hill, you have a newsletter that comes out on a regular basis?
We do, every week, by email. But then we also use all the other traditional methods.
Mark, and I think what's really important with social media is that's such a grasp for the millennial generation, for the younger generation, and quite honestly, even for all of the other populations out there who understand and appreciate how far-reaching the social media network is. No matter whether it's, as she mentioned, Nextdoor, or if it's, you know, Facebook or Twitter, they're all opportunities for each community to quite honestly promote the bonuses happening, the positive, the community events, all of those activities happening. However, I know in our area, we also have that segment that's an older population. And so reaching out to them is also another aspect to look at. And so newsletters are a great way to reach out to them. Older people do like to have something in hand that they can read. I know for us, we just had a planning session and the city planners had sent out a postcard. We had an amazing response from the postcard. Who would have thought a little note card would have brought out so many new faces, but it was awesome, and we were happy that they did it. And it, you know, you got to use all of those resources out there.
Yeah, communication has to be an important aspect of the whole process. 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Let's talk with Judy in Northside. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for covering this today. This is a program that's near and dear to our hearts. Last summer, my husband and I and our two teenage children bought a home on Kirby Avenue in Northside, which is a section of Kirby that has lots of rental properties, several vacant homes. And the house we purchased was so dilapidated that we purchased it through a land deal for a pittance because it couldn't pass inspection. And process, we have rehab this home. In fact, we're still in the process of rehabbing this home ourselves in light of our commitment to turning this section of Kirby and back into a viable area. There are some lovely neighbors that we have met along here, and it's really unfortunate that some of the homes are not being cared for. There's a lot of rental property. In fact, a home two doors down was torn down just a few months ago. And so through our familial commitment, we really feel as though we're contributing to this neighborhood and to Northside as a whole by bringing this little house back to its former glory and by beautifying it and contributing to making this whole area much nicer.
Judy, thank you very much for the comment. We appreciate it. 513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation today, but I want to comment on what Judy was saying.
You know, I think the biggest point is that it takes one person to start the ball rolling. So I think that that's great that she's doing it. I know that the efforts have been very much, you know, duplicated up in East Price Hill as Elizabeth. I know that they've been in College Hill as well.
Well, I think to her point, one of the things we see throughout all the NEP communities is really ripple effect. That one person starts the ball rolling. And it keeps on going. It's contagious. The excitement's contagious. The energy is contagious. And the results are as well.
And 16, it was 16 communities going on 17 now that have been involved?
Yes, Mark. East Price Hill is our 17th neighborhood we're in right now.
I have to say something. I'm not real good with Price Hill. I imagine a lot of Cincinnatians go, I don't know much about Price Hill. Do you find that to be the case? Price Hill is actually, what, three neighborhoods in one area?
There's three different Price Hills. There's East Price Hill, West Price Hill, and Lower Price Hill. When I was growing up, it was all Price Hill. But I, you know, each community, and somebody had mentioned it earlier, one of the benefits that Cincinnati has is there's 52 communities, and every community thinks it's the best community. And that's a great asset for our city to have. Fortunately, in my community, we have very active participants, volunteers, we have residents, the private and public investments are so critical in any success story. And we're very fortunate to have that in our area. As far as Price Hill goes, East Price Hill, we're at the top of the hill. When you look west, that's us.
I've eaten up there before.
They have fabulous restaurants.
Yes.
That have the best views in town, for sure.
So a lot of good assets for Price Hill, but also the community faces some challenges, doesn't it?
It does. But and I think every community does. One of the benefits with this NEP program is to look at the collaborations of it's not just people coming to the table with a complaint, they're coming with the concerns and with solutions. And I think that that's the important part is that we're able to work together with all of the different departments of the city. And to as Elizabeth said, be the Cinderella neighborhood. It's really nice. On top of this opportunity, there are other groundbreakings happening with us with private investments and different developments happening in the area. So for us, it's just a compilation of amazing, awesome, wonderful opportunities all happening to improve that image and for other people to have that opportunity to see what we see on a daily basis. I think when you drive through Cincinnati, most people go through the main thoroughfares and they don't take that time to go one street over, which is where the people live, and to see what other people see who live in the communities and why they take such pride in it. And I think that that's what has been great is just being able to filter through from the business districts into the neighborhoods with this program.
So East Price Hill did you say 30 days in already?
Yes.
Are you seeing a difference after these 30 days?
Actually, yes. We just had a business alliance meeting today, and our Captain Gerard Gerard from District 3 just reported that there was a 25% decrease in crime. And we asked.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's a significant decrease. Yeah.
It was great. And he said that a lot of it had to do with it's an amazing District 3 is an amazing group of hardworking police officers that really look out for the community. There's a great collaboration of other people from the community that work with them. And together, there are different programs that have been set up to tackle some of our hotspots. But the NEP has allowed other opportunities to come in with all of the other different departments to work together in making sure that this gets tackled.
Well, Elizabeth, when you started talking, you mentioned all these P's. I only wrote a few of them down. But when you talked about partnerships, we have some fantastic partners that contribute money to our NEP fund. I would be remiss if I didn't mention some of them.
That's a good point. How do you fund this kind of thing?
Well, okay. the city services are leveraged from all the different departments. In addition to that, we have something called the NEP Fund, and that's a fund, all private dollars, that are managed by one of our nonprofit partners, the Home Ownership Center. And those are funds that the community can use to select a project or projects to help improve something in the focus area. So U.S. Bank was first at the table, and they've been our longest partner. PNC Bank is a partner. Huntington Bank is a partner. And then we have a number of other partners that are funders for the particular neighborhood we're in. For example, we're in East Price Hill now. Warsaw Federal is a partner in East Price Hill. When we were in Mount Airy last year, our Mercy Hospital was one of our funders. So we have funders that are continuing funders for the program itself and other funders that specifically fund that community or that neighborhood that they're located in. And the community uses the money for a variety of projects, from cleanups to beautification. When we were in Madisonville, they used the money to fix the old CSX railroad overpasses. There have been a number of great uses of the funds, and we're working with East Price Hill on their fund and what they're going to use the money for next.
And if I could jump in on that.
You most certainly may.
Our neighborhood, College Hill, used the sponsorship money to approach the business community and individuals and say, hey, look, we should leverage this for even more. Look what the business community is doing for our neighborhood. We should invest in ourselves. So we matched the original contribution with another $5,000 in private funding.
That's awesome.
So is it tough? You're the banking finance person here. Is it tough to come up with money for this kind of a project?
Well, I can't speak for all the banks, but certainly for Huntington. You know, this is one of our priorities, is to do what we can to support revitalization of our neighborhoods. So the NEP program is just a perfect fit for us. And you can't help everybody. No bank, no company has enough money to really turn things around completely. But you want to do what you can. So this is really a great investment for us, and that's where we want to put our resources.
And I think it goes back, Elizabeth, to the partnerships, and that is in the matching of private and public money and being able to utilize that. I think any type of opportunity that any community gets to get funding, that money is spent as if it's gold, and it's 3 times, 10 times more than what the actual value of that dollar is, because you end up having volunteers that come out. You have other people, like you mentioned, that join in who see the benefit, and somebody from the outside came into our community and saw the value that we see in it. So it is beneficial. For us, as you were mentioning, Ethel, for the project that our community has picked, it's right in the center of our business district. It's been a problem property. And fortunately, it's an opportunity for us to finally tackle it as a team, as well as with the collaborations of CRC and Duke Energy, who own the property and the facility that's on the property. So it'll be a great opportunity for us to work on the partnerships, as well as fixing an area in a creative way that will enhance the business district.
Ethel, in general, how does NEP have a positive effect on the economy of a neighborhood? Does it have an impact?
Oh, most definitely. And I think really, again, the ripple effect of people seeing a physical transformation, as well as increasing people's trust and willingness to invest. So if an area looks bad, perception becomes reality. People are afraid to go there. They're afraid to buy or sell property there. If that perception is turned around and people see activity, then investment comes to an area that's thriving. So if an area appears to be thriving, then investment follows. And we've seen that in a number of our communities.
Absolutely.
You started to touch on that earlier, Melissa, about the things that Price Hill has seen occur.
Yes.
Because of this, the reinvestment that's going on there. There's quite a few things, aren't there?
There are, especially in this particular area. It's one of the main focus areas is our community entertainment district that this touches. And we have the Incline Theater that's going in, which is a $5 million investment. And then you have the renovation of our rec center, the Price Hill Rec Center, which is a $4.7 million renovation. And then you also have private investors who have gone in, purchased properties. And actually, I don't know if you mentioned it earlier, Ethel, but there's a national from A&E, there's a new program coming out called Renovation Row. Do you want to speak on that?
Well, yeah, we were contacted, I guess, a couple of months ago with the city from a scout for a production company. It was all hush hush. Yeah. They wanted to that they were looking for some properties to renovate for some kind of competition for a cable show. And we talked about the East Price LNEP and why they should be in East Price Hill filming as we speak. So.
Right.
I hear that they're filming, if not now, then the next few weeks. So we're looking forward to that.
They've been in production for about 7 days now. So it's been the opportunity is that they pick three homes, and each house gets $100,000 for a renovation. And the purpose of the show is to bring the property values up, that if a renovation can happen in an area that's an alternative in the urban core, what difference does that kind of funding make in improving the whole area?
As a closing thought, I'm curious about your perspectives. Where what's the future of the Neighborhood Enhancement Program? Where is it headed?
Hopefully up.
we're hoping forward. That it continues. I mean, it has a successful track record. In fact, when we were in Northside, we went to a national conference, and we won a national award for the best program in the United States. The NEP has won six other awards, local, regional as well. It has positive ripple effects, and it's win-win for everybody. So we certainly see it continuing.
Yeah. So,
Mark, I was going to say, if Ethel's in charge of it, it'll continue.
It'll keep going.
Moving forward.
Based on what I know of Ethel, that's true.
Absolutely.
Ethel, how can people find out more about the program?
Well, there is a website. I don't know if you have that on your link on the city.
I'm sure we do. It is. Yes, indeed. It is
okay.
On our site.
There's a how-to booklet about the Neighborhood Enhancement Program.
Okay. And as Ethel mentioned, it is on our website, and that is wvxu.org. You can find the link there. So thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Cincinnati City Senior Community Development Analyst Ethel Kogan, Huntington Bank Vice President for Community Development Elizabeth Sherwood, and Wegman Company Vice President Melissa Wegman, who's also president of the East Price Hill Business Alliance and a board member of Price Hill Will.